views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
All right, this is Maceo, your host, once again on Everything EHC. We are doing the final interviews here. I'm now set up in the dining hall. Kate and I have had the privilege of staying beyond the lighthouse programming. And with that being said, there are some folks that stay up here at camp to take care of camp. In the off season, we're going to find out more about that lots as we do these final interviews. I have someone with us here now. Who are you, sir? Please introduce yourself.
My name is Matthew Beard.
Matt, how old are you and how long have you been associated with Enchanted Hills Camp?
I will be 30 in November. I've been associated with camp since 1995, which is when I came up for my first family camp. And then from there was a camper from 95 to 2004. And
a camper as in youth and teen?
Youth and teen. There was three youth sessions.
Oh, you were a little guy when you started
one,
coming
youth,
up here.
There was youth one, youth two, and then youth three.
Really?
Yeah.
There wasn't just two?
Nope.
I didn't know that. So you went through all three youths?
Yes.
What was the middle age group in that?
Is there junior high.
Oh, it's junior.
Yeah,
so it was like grade
elementary,
school,
junior high, high school.
Okay, I got you. All
right. Yep.
That's how they used to do it. Obviously, yep. They don't do that anymore. That's more of an age.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot more programming at the end of the summer, so you gotta get it all in.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you came as a camper. You came as a family camper. Are you from California?
Yes, I'm from Sacramento.
Okay. All right. Good. And then, so now what are you doing here now?
I'm the head dinner cook year-round, so through lighthouse programming and then into retreat season, I am the person creating menus and ordering all the food and cooking your dinners.
How did you get talked into coming back? You were obviously gone for a while, correct?
Correct. So I was the head male counselor in 2013. From there, ended up moving to Colorado and cooking in Colorado for 3.5 years. And my significant other and I decided to find a path back to California. And it just so happens that the head cook position for dinner opened up. And I gave Tony a call and said, I'm interested in what do we need to do to make this happen? And so that's kind of, it seemed like the right path to get us back to California because both our families are from California.
Nice.
And we just wanted to end up back here.
So. Cool. And that might be a good stepping stone.
Absolutely.
Point. Right. And so we'll do a shout out to Kristen. We like her. She lives here on site. Right?
Hi, Kristen.
But she works other, she has another job, right?
So yes,
she's
a social
worker. You guys live up here
together. Yep.
And you work at the... in the kitchen, and she goes off mountain to work a regular job, and you guys live up here is what I'm getting at.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So she's a social worker. She works for the North Bay Regional Center.
All right. So. And she's awesome to have around here because she also has been a part of the camp scene as well.
So she was, her mom actually was a counselor back in, I want to say, 85. I could be wrong.
It's close. That'd be right. Right.
Yeah. So Kristen, after finishing her undergraduate at Sonoma State, decided to... come up here and see what camp was all about. So she was a counselor in 2012 and then head female counselor in 2013.
And you guys met here, right?
Yes, we met in 2012.
Okay, yeah. So there we go. We're going to just stop that story there because people do meet up here at camp and get married, stay together forever. It happens.
Something in the water.
Yeah, congratulations on meeting a camp. All right, so now let's talk about the difference between... lighthouse programming in the kitchen and retreat season. Can you give me a little bit? Let's talk about the having the campers here from the lighthouse and how a busy summer, what's it like for you in the kitchen?
Well, summer, it being peak season, there's programming back to back. So as far as having days off or any kind of vacation during the summer up here, that's our peak work time.
Yes.
As far as the difference from cooking to retreat season to lighthouse programming, sheer numbers. Our retreats usually fall anywhere between 30 to maybe 100 people. Whereas camp, you're looking at 75 campers, 30 staff, and then site staff. So you're looking 100 plus.
So just the overall mass of having the cooking in the summer is a lot bigger scale.
Correct. Absolutely.
Than the retreats.
Yep.
So you're kind of in the mode now where you're just focusing on the weekend retreats, because basically right now it's just weekends are filled here, right?
Pretty much. Yep. We have a couple of lighthouse programming sessions in October and November during the week,
right.
But outside of that, currently our weekends are just booked up.
Just booked up. And these are people who have just rented the camp for themselves, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So they get to make the rules, essentially, to some degree.
To some degree. We do have our, I mean, there's a contract and there's
protocols
it's like,
they have to follow.
Exactly. Just like any time you're renting out any facility for anything, there are, like you say, protocols.
What, okay, so then here's a question. What, do you like the summer, the fast paced, high energy, lots of food, kick it? Is it as fun for you as it is for me?
I definitely love it. Coming from the restaurant world, I mean, that's the game is.
Turn and burn.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So now during a retreat season, you know, I get to focus a little more on getting a little more creative and fine-tuning either skills or researching and coming up with new recipes that I could use in next summer.
Sure.
So I get to play around a little bit more, which is nice, but I do like that go, go, go. Being in the kitchen has always been like a sport to me.
Yeah.
Because like if you get a ticket that comes in and you have a fry guy, a salad guy, and a grill guy, you all have to have your timing down. And then on top of that, to come have your food come out at the same time, but then you have to have it come out under, you know, a certain amount of time. So it's, I mean, I look at it as soon as a ticket comes in, I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
go.
Team time.
Yep.
Yeah. Huddle up. Here we go.
So I do like that fast-paced environment.
Yeah. And then obviously when that's done, it is nice to have a little break probably in between the days and then the weekend.
Yeah.
It changes so much around
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Really, the vibe changes so
and
much.
And there's always something to do. I'm always, you can ask any of the site staff, I'm always reorganizing something in the kitchen just to make it more fluid or more efficient.
Yeah,
I mean, there's always...
Always
there's always, you know, making recipes accessible, making, what else? Just making, you know, making things where they can be more efficient.
Right.
When we get into that peak season where it's, all right, now we're in peak season, let's not think about what we're doing, let's just do it.
Do it, so. Right. Okay. What's your, what was your... Here it is. I have the question. It's right here. What was your staff like this year?
Staff was fantastic.
Like your kitchen staff. I know Tony made it very clear, and I'm going to comment on this just this one or maybe two times. Tony made it very clear several times that we might be the only kitchen anywhere that has a fully visually impaired or blind staff working in the kitchen.
Far as I know. I've never seen it or heard of it. So
right.
That's so impressive, and then the way that this kitchen runs on top of that,
right.
and how fluid it is,
it's
really, really impressive.
There's a documentary film to be made in there for sure. I see it every day.
I think so.
Seeing Billy and Carlos and Ola and Martha and Israel, all the folks that worked here this summer. In the kitchen and working around each other, all the hollering to let people know, the verbal cues to let people know the oven is open or you're coming through.
Being in a visually impaired kitchen. That's verbal cues are just being in a kitchen.
In a kitchen, period.
Because our kitchen is massive. In comparison to any restaurant kitchen, that kitchen is massive.
Right.
And verbal cues, I mean, if you're going behind someone in a tiny kitchen, with a hot pan, I mean, that's
you
all you're relying on is
yeah.
verbal cues. Because no one's actually, you know, they're aware of their surroundings, but you're not looking around seeing, oh, that guy's coming by with a hot saute
right.
pan, or that person's coming by with a knife. So verbal cues are just something in kitchen nature.
Yes.
So, which is a great thing because it can be transferred here very easily. So,
and the yelling has to be a little louder because we also have some hearing impaired folks in the kitchen.
Very true.
Which is adds its own challenges as well. But many podcasters commented on how good the food was this year.
Well, thank you.
If you listen to the podcasting, there are people who specifically come here and say they love this, they love that, and of course, we always love the food multiple times over the podcasts. So,
well, that's really great to hear. We put a lot of effort into menu planning, and I know there's a tradition in, you know, having certain meals on certain days and keeping those traditions, but also mixing it up. Eating new stuff is fun.
Yes,
so
absolutely. And eating the same thing over and over again can get old sometimes.
Yeah.
So, Matt, how you have a plan on how long you're going to stay here? What, you got a little, you're just winging it right now?
Yeah. Been back here since March. So just enjoying being up here, enjoying going through the first full retreat season, because we were just coming out of retreat season when I got up here. And then getting right into the summer. So going to enjoy the winter and the holidays and enjoy no snow.
Yeah,
and
that's where that's where we're at, too.
So.
No snow is key. Any shout-outs to anybody? Anything you want to say? I mean, this is going on the web forever, so.
Shout-out to all the kitchen staff. They rocked it out this summer and continuously rock it out throughout the year. Shout out to everyone that lended a helping hand in the kitchen, because a lot of times we're understaffed and having people come in and set tables or help, you know, some extra bussing afterwards. All those people that come in or help prep and just lend a helping hand, that's all it all helps, and it's fantastic. So
perfect. Well, I'd like to congratulate you on a successful Lighthouse programming summer of food and kitchen and kitchening back there. Congratulations. You did a great job. I always like the food myself. And honestly, I don't think a camp would run very good if the food was terrible.
Well, thank you very much.
I really
appreciate
think
it.
There would be, you know, people wouldn't show up for dinner if they knew they were getting sick bellies from what they were eating. You
very
know
true.
What I'm saying?
Very
so,
true. So and, one question for you, though.
Okay.
Favorite meal.
I was gonna ask. That was gonna be my final question for you. Okay, we'll exchange our favorite meals. I was gonna ask you your favorite thing to prepare for us was your question, but I'll answer the favorite food. It used to be I really enjoyed the pineapple pizza. That's one of my favorites. When you do the pizza, is always really consistent and good. I like the pineapple pizza. But this year, particularly, I had two things that stood out to me. Both weren't super frequent. The meatloaf, the last time the meatloaf and mashed potatoes was made, was outstanding.
Well, thank you.
I like the meatloaf a lot. And then the other thing that really was good was this pasta thing. I don't know what it was, but it was a pasta thing. It was different than the spaghetti. It had...
May have been bolognese.
Yeah. It wasn't the spaghetti and meatballs. It actually had meat sauce already on it. I really liked that meal. I don't really care for chicken on the bone. So barbecue chicken night or rib night is my least favorite.
Gotcha.
Just because I don't like sitting with a bunch of people picking meat off of a bone. It kind of grosses me out a little bit. So that's my least favorite.
Gotcha.
But for the most part, and on most of the things that you did, the chicken pita wraps at lunch were really good. The chicken salad was really good this year. There's lots of some things that I hadn't had or happened before that were nice changes to the food.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we've always had chicken salad, but switching it up and doing it on pitas and, you know, just those little tweaks help significantly.
Oh, the enchilada casserole.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
Nice.
Enchilada casserole was good. All right, what's your favorite thing? What was your favorite thing to prepare for campers? What do you like? The most gratifying, both inside and out.
It seems really simple, but pizza is my favorite meal to prepare here now, because pretty much everything, and I mean everything, is from scratch. So dough is from scratch, cheese is from scratch, balsamic reduction from scratch, pesto from scratch, sauce from scratch.
Yeah.
Mushroom puree from scratch.
So
pretty much that entire meal outside of your pepperoni, your ham.
Right.
Outside of that stuff, yeah.
It's
all in-house, which is really fun to do, to know that everything, I mean, is made on site. I don't know if cheese has ever been made for pizzas
that's
on site here before.
Very cool. Yes. Yeah, the homemade mozzarella that's great. Great stuff. All right. How do you feel? You did good. You did good this summer. You did good on your podcast. Everything good?
I think everything's fantastic.
Okay. Awesome. Well,
thank you for having me on.
No, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a very important part of Enchanted Hills Camp. It's a very important part of it, which I know that Tony and company take pride in very much so. And do you have to have good people to take pride in something? So congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're good, Matt. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Everything EHC. These are the final interviews with our site staff here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for joining us. This is Maceo, and we will be back soon. Keep listening here at Maceo.net. And this is Maceo signing out. Mic drop.